Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Psalm 98, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. Have you ever noticed how much music and singing is associated with the Christian religion? There are Christian radio stations that are singularly dedicated to playing songs dedicated to Jesus. Christian worship includes music played on various instruments and sung by trained vocalists. Many Christian churches encourage the people in the seats to join in singing hymns and psalms. Have you ever wondered why? I'll bet you have, especially if singing's not your thing. Why do Christians sing? The words of Psalm 98 give us the answers. The first one is this: the Lord wants us to. But the reason for that is deeper than you might think. The Lord certainly loves music and takes delight in the beauty of melodies and harmonies that please the ear. Undoubtedly, he takes pleasure in beautiful music produced by trained musicians and practiced vocalists. But there is so much more. He is much more interested in the content of our songs than in the music mastery or flawless performance. He encourages his people to sing a new song, and then he tells us what that new song is. He doesn't hand out a piece of music with notes and performance directions. He tells us that the new song he desires is one that declares the marvelous things he has done. He has worked salvation. He has carried out a saving act. He hasn't done it for himself, as though he needs saving, but he has done it by himself because those who needed him to save them couldn't do it by themselves. God saves. Like a well-trained Navy SEAL team sent on a rescue operation, he invades enemy territory to deliver from captivity. Like a brave firefighter, he enters a dangerous situation to rescue from the flames. Jesus Christ entered our world as a baby in Bethlehem. He grew from childhood to manhood, all the while perfectly carrying out his Father's will. As a relatively young man, he willingly went to a gruesome death. He did it all to save sinners who couldn't save themselves. He came into our dark world to deliver us from death and eternal condemnation. When he rose from his tomb, he declared that death is defeated and the devil rendered powerless. He came to seek and to save those who were lost, including you and me. And that's worth singing about. Whether you are a good singer or not, whether you can read notes and sing in a choir, or whether you can't carry a tune, the Lord wants to hear you singing a new song of thanks and praise to Him as the one who has marvelously saved you. Lord, you have provided us with the words of a new and marvelous song through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Help us to sing your praise with joy and thanksgiving all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.